I am happy to introduce you all, Aditi K. Nath. She has done study in statistics, MSc, and M.Tech in computer sciences. Studied at Calcutta, Indian Statistical Institute. At presently, she is working as module lead for Tech Systems India. I don't know what is that. She has a spiritual life background because her father was a great Sanskrit scholar, and he encouraged the young students regarding Bhagavad Gita. Then later, she started, when she was in 11th standard, she started studying Swamiji's complete works. And that led her to do more service. That is in Satara, Ramakrishna Math Private Center. She was involved in many works there. Later, she was taken Diksha from respected Swami Gahanandi Maharaj in the year 1997. She is associated with us from more than last 15 years, isn't it? She is associated. And she is so much interested, particularly, first she was inspired by Swamiji, later Sri Ramakrishna, lastly Holy Mother. Now, today, she will speak on various aspects of Holy Mother in a nutshell, briefly. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Ilva?
Hello. Hello. Is it clearly audible? शुक्लां वरधरं विष्णुं शशिवर्णं चतुर्भुजं प्रसन्नवदनं ध्यायेत् सर्वविघ्नोपशान्तये जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णजगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयो श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः. ग्रीटिंग्स टू माताजी, सन्यासिनीज एंड ब्रह्मचारिणीज ऑफ शारदा मठ, डिवोटीज एंड फ्रेंड्स. आई वुड लाइक टू स्टार्ट माई टॉक with one small experiment. I want everybody to take a deep breathing. And breathing does not just involve nostrils, it involves nostrils, throat, chest muscles, and stomach muscles. So take a deep breath in and breathe out. Suppose I give you two topics to talk about. One is the experience of breathing air, and second is description of a grand treat we had on the festival. Which topic would be easier to talk about? We can speak in length about the treat or the food items, the ambience, the people, the music, all the things that we enjoyed. But breathing of air, hardly 2-3 sentences, not more than that. Although breathing is basic and vital for our existence. So exactly this was my dilemma when Mataji asked me to talk about Ma Sarada. How do I talk about her? So today I am trying my humble effort to talk about Ma. Pristine and pure feelings often cannot be explained in words. It is difficult to explain the satisfaction we get after drinking water when we are thirsty. The peace we feel when we are with nature. All this, is it audible? Hello? Is it audible? Or it is not clear? Fine? Okay. So, pristine and pure feelings often cannot be explained in words. It is difficult to explain the satisfaction we get in heart, and they are more existential level than at the logical level. Swami Sharadanand once said, "Did Thakur marry an ordinary woman?" It will appear so to many, even for the devotees of Sri Ramakrishna. When an avatar comes down as Shiv, they are accompanied by Shakti to complete. Avatar comes to define new age or yuga. Shakti highlights the message of avatar. Shakti's existence is never in the foreground. They sacrifice for the purpose. So in this hall, if we see the lights, the light is visible to us, but the electricity that is enabling that light is difficult to comprehend. So usually Shakti's presence is in the background. Thakur was Shuddha Brahma and an avatar in a very subtle form. He did not do any visible miracles. He did not destroy any demon, nor did he give any sermons on the battlefield. Only few intellectuals like Mr. Rame, Girish Ghosh, Keshav Sen could understand the depth and authenticity of his teachings. Ma was one step ahead of Thakur in this matter. First of all, people who visited Dakshineshwar would hardly know about her presence. She did not show any visible spiritual experiences like Samadhi, nor did she participate in bhajans or discuss in length about the philosophy of religion. Ma was without any obvious miraculous powers. She displayed knowledge in worldly sense as any family woman, and many times as spiritual companion. She was limiting the limitless in every sense, creating an ideal for womanhood. Leading a very ordinary life, she displayed patience, forbearance, and respect. Had she gone overboard in any respect, the subtle effectiveness of Yugavatar would have been hampered. So let's take a look at various roles that she played, starting from a devout wife, to spiritual guide and guru to thousands of devotees, to being stable leader that gave definite direction to an organization in its budding stage and later had a vast spread in the country. First, her role as a wife. It was an ideal husband-wife relationship between Thakur and Ma, where he was her guru and she was his goddess. As Thakur established that it is possible to lead life without touching money, Sharada Devi established that an ideal wife could understand, take full care, and compliment her husband from arm's distance. Once a disciple asked Thakur to take Ma along with him to a gathering, Thakur subtly told him to ask her instead of taking decision for her. Ma was quick to understand the underlined message and she rejected the express that he also wanted her not to go. It's perfect without direct communication. And we will see this discrepancy even in my married life I have seen. We will many times talk in lengths about logic and everything and in the end we might agree to disagree. But here without direct communication there was a perfect understanding. Secondly, her role as a disciple. With Thakur as guru, it was an ideal teacher-student relationship where both were equally capable. Throughout her life, Ma participated in all her duties with earnestness, love, enthusiasm, while carrying out her sadhana in silent and steady fashion without others being aware of it. She understood the teachings of her guru and underlined everything through her actions and words throughout her life. Next, let's come to the role of a householder. A person who is active in social sphere, it is many times difficult to achieve the delicate balance between social and personal responsibilities. So many times we must have seen a single guest coming to our house and we all get busy. That day our routine is a little disturbed. With thousands of devotees visiting her household, she maintained a perfect balance of personal and social life. Her life was fully immersed and busy with responsibilities. In most of the memories shared by disciples, we will see her cutting vegetables, cooking, serving food, and doing all the household work. She participated in all her duties with full attention. She willingly took care of her niece Radhu when she saw the child was not under proper care and continued to do so till the end of her life. Knowing her relatives were not spiritual in many ways, she dealt with them in very normal manner as any other householder would do. There are instances where she fed brahmacharis with her own hands when they were sick. She would never allow them to pick their plates once they finished eating food. She took full care of those who came to her tired of the wanderings of life and of the journey. None who came to her household left without attaining peace and feeling the love. Next role that she played was that of a guru. In absence of Thakur, thousands would come to her to take diksha and seek guidance. She did it with full clarity and simplicity. The volume of work never overwhelmed her. There is one instance where one devotee came to her and he told, Ma, I want to quit my job. I have to tell a lot of lies as part of my job. Ma advised him to continue working and not to quit it. Later she mentioned that if he had left the job, he would have no money and he would have to tell lies for survival. This not only highlights the superiority of doing work over not doing as per Bhagavad Gita, but it is perfect in practical sense. So here I would like to mention the Shloka 4 from Adhyay 3 of Bhagavad Gita. This Adhyay talks about Karma Yoga. Na karmana manarambha naishkarmya purushoshnute na cha sanyasana adeva siddhim samadhigacchati. Human cannot get rid of bondages by not doing work, nor can he attain success by retiring from work. So this does not mean that many people will think, did Ma tell him to tell lies? She told him to continue the work, continue the struggle, not to give up. And eventually a solution will come through. Let's finally look at the most important role that mother played. And I'm not going to talk about her role as mother of all. That role is purely to be felt at heart and is very personal. The next important role that mother played is the role of a leader. Let us see what are the qualities of a good leader. So first quality is subtleness. A leader is hardly visible in the organization. They speak louder than their words. They give direction to the course without others feeling the control. In the absence of Thakur, Ma was consulted and looked upon for guidance and direction in many ways. And directions given by her were obeyed with full dedication. She left a lasting impression in the minds of devotees, which still continues to guide the organization. Clarity. A great leader is very clear about the vision and direction to go. It is this clarity that creates faith and confidence in the minds of the followers. Be it the method of giving diksha to devotees who came from various backgrounds and had variety of nature, or be it permission given to Swamiji to visit United States. When foreign disciples started coming and visiting her, she not only had a welcoming attitude, but she touched their hearts with her love. She clearly understood the importance of her actions. This not only shows her attitude of inclusiveness, but her ability to take bold decisions and stand by it. Simplicity. The next quality of a great leader is, a great leader always operates and never loses touch with the ground. One thing that surprised many when they visited Ma is her simplicity and ability to make them her own. Next is self role model. So a great leader never just preaches, they also implement what they are preaching. So Ma carried out her spiritual sadhana while doing her day-to-day activities with relentless dedication. Every Thursday, Ma would sit for darshan at Udbodhan in Kolkata, where people could touch her feet. Many came to get the spiritual energy that they felt after touching her feet. So many who touched her feet They were not even aware about Ma, but they felt great joy and peace. So for that experience, they used to come and visit every Thursday. Ma would suffer greatly at the end of the day on account of worldly people touching her feet. But she was always full of compassion. There are many such qualities that Mother displayed and took forward the organization in very organic way and led to its solid foundation and great success. She was truly the Sangha Janani. So these are the qualities of Ma or the roles that she played. What is it that we can take in our life from it? So I have summarized 5 S that we can imbibe. S for success, and these 5 S will lead us to a successful life. The 5 S are simplicity, sadhana, service, satisfaction, and strength. Simplicity. We can be simple and be yet effective. So simplicity is not weakness. Does not mean we are weak. It means having clear and straight thinking. When it is complemented by self-control and serenity, it commands respect from people and takes you to a position where you can enable people and do work for a bigger cause. Sadhana. So if for those who have taken Diksha, you must have seen, it is difficult to complete our japa 3 times a day. Only 108 times, that's the minimum count. Ma completed lakhs of japa while doing her work. Our sadhana does not hamper our duties and responsibilities. Our goal should be go to the stage of ajapa jap. Ajapa jap is where the breathe and the japa merge and give us steady strength to lead a meaningful and useful life. Service. We can lead serving others. We can start with the people who are near and known to us. Serving others without expectation will give us positivity and peace in our life. Satisfaction. Mother often wondered what set her apart from others. And one striking quality was that she was always full of bliss. Whereas we must have seen people who came to her would creep for small, small things. And she wondered why. So satisfaction is not dependent on our position or the machines that we have, but it is the quality of mind that comes from purity. We should strive to keep our mind pure by doing japa, meditation, and satsang at regular intervals. So I have seen many devotees of Ramakrishna who are my friends, and I have seen them, they feel void in their life many times. And they have lot of gadgets. They are scientists, they have a lot of gadgets to keep themselves busy. But what they lack is the japa. They have taken Diksha, but they are not doing the japa with full dedication. And it is difficult to bring them back to that track. So these are the 3 things that we should do very regularly. One is japa, meditation, and satsang. So the last quality, the last S that we can derive is strength. Strength comes from our ability to surrender to God and allowing Him to make us instrument for higher purpose. So we might think that surrender is so difficult, but if you truly understand, surrender is our nature. If we are sitting here, what is in our hand? Nothing is in our hand. When we were babies, okay, we were taken care by our parents or whoever were our guardians. And when we will grow old, again we will depend on others. But in the middle age, sometimes we feel there is some control, we can do things. But right from the oxygen that we are getting to the life that we are having, everything is in hands of God. We are actually in the mode of surrender. So if we think deeply, surrendering is our actual state that we always are in. And through critical thinking and analysis, we should strive to realize it. An expert is someone who can do miraculous things in such an easy manner that it appears simple. Mother is one such spiritual expert. So with these words, I am ending my speech. And let's chant and vow to take this work forward and get inspired from Mother. Let's chant Om Sahana Vavatu. Om Sahana Vavatu, Sahanau Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavadhitamastu. तुमाविद्विशावहै ओम शांति शांति शांति